Our first stop is in the UK, where we encounter children who are using blindfolds to access their superhuman abilities.
We're going to play some games. Put your blindfolds on for me, please.
Ready?
Justin, tell me what's on this card.
Teacup.
And now tell me what's on this card.
Tiger.
Isabella, what is the shape and color of this stone?
Kind of like a circle, it's kind of like see-through.
Here's yet another example of how consciousness can interact with the physical world beyond what science claims to be possible.
When we work with the blindfold, it's so that we can encourage the children to use the vision that they have with their higher consciousness.
Evie, tell me the shape and color of the stone.
It's red and kind of a circle.
Yes. Evie, tell me what I'm holding in my hand.
A wooden spoon.
We expand their consciousness beyond that they believe or understand that they can, take them out into universal energies.
Okay, now let's go search for that beautiful inner light of yours.
I can see it.
Fantastic. Bring the light out into the area around you, your light field. Good boy. Well done.
I can see it.
And then they can work with the higher consciousness seeing, because they have the potential to see from every cell in their body.
Now, you're going to read a line each.
The other dragons were purple with smooth, shiny scales, but Marmaduke was faded orange with sticky out scales.
Excellent. Good girl.
It's like witnessing a miracle. It's really... It's just beautiful to watch.
George was enjoying a quiet evening in the Heavenly Hippo's wildlife park. Suddenly, he spotted a group of animals creeping past.
The first time I actually saw it for myself, when I come to do my training, the only word I can think of is emotional. It was very emotional.
Pitter-patter. The rain was tapping in the windows and the wind was banging.
When my son started to raid and I saw him raiding.
Our day out is ruined.
They kind of shine. It's just amazing.